A Coquitlam city councillor is the first incumbent to formally announce his re-election campaign. In a release to the Tri-City News today, August 15, Count. Craig Hodge said he'll have his name on the ballot to defend his council seat in the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. The news comes after much speculation that Hodge would run for the mayor's chair. Hodge topped the polls for council candidates in the 2018 and 2014 general elections. In 2011, he took second spot after Selena Robinson, who is now the NDP MLA for Coquitlam-Millardville and BC's finance minister. In a news release, the lifelong Coquitlam resident checked off a substantial list of accomplishments since he was voted in a decade ago as well as over the past term, including on the housing front. Coquitlam is a leader in approving rental and below-market housing, but we still have more work to do to meet the growing demand for all types of housing while balancing the need to protect our natural environment, respect current residents and preserve the character of their neighborhood and quality of life, Hodge stated. A past chair of the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce and the Coquitlam Heritage Society, Hodge holds several key positions at City Hall, Metro Vancouver and the Union of BC Municipalities, UBCM. He is also active on RCMP boards. The electric vehicle owner is also an environmental champion, having been recently named to the management board of the National Zero Waste Council of Canada. Hodge, a father of three, is a community leader, too, and has volunteered with local youth organizations by coaching ball hockey and soccer, and holding leadership positions with Scouts Canada. If elected to a fourth term on council, Hodge said he wants to work with developers to ensure they provide a variety of housing choices that are affordable for young people and families, as well as seniors who want to downsize and remain in their neighborhood, he stated. Other council candidates who have declared their intention to run to the Tri-City News are Matt Johnlick, Ali Tutian, Harvey Sue, Rob Bottos, Ben Craig and Benjamin Perry. In June, former mayoralty contender Adil Gaymar announced he plans to return for a second run at the top job. For more information on Hodge and his platform, you can visit his campaign website. You can contact Hodge directly by email, craig@craighodge.ca. As well, the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all-candidates debates for local 2022 civic elections. Coquitlam mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at the Evergreen Cultural Center on September 22. Want to run for mayor or council? Candidates' packages are now available for download on Coquitlam's website or at City Hall, 3000 Guilford Way. Nomination papers must be filed with the Chief Election Officer or Deputy Chief Election Officer during the nomination period, August 30 to September 9. To check your eligibility under the Provincial Local Government Act, visit the candidates page of the City of Coquitlam's website. Election workers needed as well, about 250 workers are needed to help run the Coquitlam general election. Temporary employees are needed at advance voting stations from October 3 to 12 and general voting day, October 15. The pay is between $330 and $425 a day, depending on the job, plus $50 for training. Interested workers can apply and find more information on the elections page of the City of Coquitlam's website.